Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reneses, and you are listening to the Coaching Happiness Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Welcome to episode 26 of the Coaching Happiness Podcast. My name is Kathy Reneses, and I'm a life coach, speaker, and founder of Coaching Happiness, a coaching service focused on hard work whose mission is to create a better world, one person at a time. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia, Podmetrics, Centro Holistico, Sunrider Philippines, and Kangen Water PH. Revolutionize your health with water. If you're liking the topics I talk about, then you'll definitely enjoy After 30. Join host Cara Erigel, a fellow 30-something, reminding you to take deep breaths and live with gratitude as she talks love, life, fear, relationships, career, sex, food, money, good books, and how life is so much different and oddly the same after 30. To learn more about the shows and the network, you can go to www.podcastnetwork.asia. So, first off, I'd like to just thank everyone who's been listening and following along with the Coaching Happiness Podcast thus far. I love hearing from you, and I love getting feedback from you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Thankfully, it's all been positive, and I'm just so grateful. I love how some of you even request for certain topics. So this particular topic was requested by a listener. So of course, since this is part of my wheelhouse, I am more than happy to oblige. So let's talk about cancel culture. Before that, just to give you guys an idea, hopefully not of my age, but you know, how I guess my perspective of how I look at cancel culture. I was born in the mid 80s, which makes me a 30-something, an older millennial who grew up with the privilege of not having the internet, of having to go out and play outside for fun. Yet I was also still young enough to quickly adapt to everyone going online. So, you know, although I have had my fair share of being out in the sun and making mud cakes to pass the time, I have also wasted hours upon hours of sleepless nights taking care of my Neo pet and leveling up my blacksmith on Ragnarok. I would write my thoughts down on paper as well as on live journal. And I learned how to fiddle with HTML code and build websites on Angel Fire. I'm that old. I also grew up in a time where if you said something stupid or did something that you instantly regretted, it wouldn't be up on YouTube for all eternity, or turned into a meme, or be the butt of the joke world round. You know, we've all been there, which is why I feel that living in the 21st century astounds me sometimes at how backwards we're devolving as a society. Bakit nga ba, alam mo yun, parang sa paatras yung usad natin? We need to stop canceling people for making mistakes. Not allowing people to grow from their mistakes and automatically judging them without knowing the entire story is unfair, and it's not at all helpful. You know, how would you feel if every time you made a mistake, your parents would cancel you? I mean, I laugh about it, but the saddest part out of all this is that by the looks of it, cancel culture is here to stay. But wait, if you're a fellow podcaster and want to know how I collaborate with brands in the Coaching Happiness podcast, just do what I do. I use Podmetrics. It's really the easiest way to monetize your podcast, regardless of its size. If you're an advertiser who wants to collaborate with me, go head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and just fill out the form. Okay, so let's start with defining what cancel culture is so we're all on the same page, right? What is cancel culture? Personally, cancel culture feels like a boycott of sorts. It allows marginalized people to seek accountability where the justice system fails, and it's usually mostly done online, right? Doing a little bit of digging, according to dictionary.com, cancel culture refers to the popular practice of withdrawing support for public figures and companies after they have done or said something considered objectionable or offensive. It's generally discussed as being performed on social media in the form of group shaming. That's the definition. So basically, to be canceled means that a group decided to stop supporting a person, a place, or a thing based off of a perceived or actual transgression. Now, are there any positive effects to cancel culture? Yeah, definitely. Cancel culture has been incredibly effective at combating wrongdoing, especially sexism and racism. It demands social change and addresses so many inequalities. Like, for example, in 2016, a lot of the members of the film community in the US boycotted the Oscars because of the lack of diversity among the nominees. And canceling the Oscars resulted in real social change because in 2019, the Oscars then set a record for the most wins by Black nominees ever. Another example is, do you probably remember the Me Too movement, right? The Me Too movement empowered women in Hollywood to call out Harvey Weinstein for his behavior. And he essentially got canceled. He got kicked out of his own company, Miramax, and eventually he was charged with rape in 2018. And now he's behind bars, serving time of around 23 years. So a community that unites against someone who has done something unforgivable can be empowering. It also makes people think twice before behaving inappropriately or posting potentially offensive views. But there's also negative, toxic effects that can result from cancel culture because unfortunately, canceling often turns into bullying. Right? And like bullying, if you've been canceled, it can make you feel ostracized, socially isolated, and lonely. And research also shows that loneliness is associated with higher anxiety, depression, and suicide rates. Honestly, one just needs to look at the brouhaha of Meghan and Prince Harry versus the rest of the royals to just see how toxic cancel culture can be. People have already taken sides and formed strong opinions of the American Duchess, and effectively canceling her as a form of retaliation and in favor of other members of the royal family. And it's led to Meghan and Harry moving across the pond to get away from the toxicity of the gossip rags and the court of public opinion. You know, I definitely don't consider myself to be a royalist, but anybody with eyes could see that the couple were practically public enemy number one at one point in the UK. And like I said, was thereby cancelled. You know, just trying to empathize and step into like their shoes. I cannot imagine the strength it took to keep it together when you feel an entire country is coming for you and anticipating your downfall. Ugh. Never mind a stiff upper lip. Meghan Harry's are probably made of steel at this point. When getting canceled, it can definitely feel as if everyone has given up on you before you even had a chance to apologize or even explain your side, instead of creating a dialogue to help you understand how your actions maybe hurt some people. The cancelers just shut off all communication with you, essentially robbing you of the opportunity to learn and grow from your mistakes or your insensitivities. They take away your voice, and even people who have the one-sided story of the goings-on have already formed an opinion of you. And that was essentially it. That was the only reason that you got canceled, right? It was just because some people believed a story of you that may not even be 100% true. In order to truly grow and become a better person, you need to be able to realize a mistake was made. You need to be able to do, you know, go out of your way and fix that mistake. And take the proper steps to ensure that you don't make that mistake again. We're all human after all, and some of the things people get canceled for can just be coughed up to age and inexperience. You know, if social media was a thing back when I was growing up, like who knows how many faux pas people would have like caught and posted online of me. Thankfully, that isn't the case. So what about if it was you doing the canceling, right? How does that go? Should you, right? On one hand, you really have the right to set your own boundaries, right? To decide what uplifts you and what offends you. You also have the right to decide whom and what you give your attention, money, and support to. But canceling the offending person or brand, or, you know, whatever it is, doesn't actually make them go away. A lot of the times, you know, especially if somebody feels that they've been unfairly canceled, all it does is make them dig in their heels even more, often to defend their egos and reputation. Or worse, if it's a person, you become the catalyst for them getting harassed online. They have that possibility to lose their job, or worse, their life. Is that something you really want to be responsible for just so you could say you were right? Cancel culture is the new mob mentality. And nowadays is less about free speech and more about trial by publicity. And canceling anyone these days is as easy as riling people up by making an impassioned post on Facebook about how you were oppressed and victimized. You know, yung resto na kinainan ko, napakabagal ng service, pero ang mahal ng menu items, and this deserves to go viral. Ganun. So, you know, what can we do about it then? We really can't control how others behave and act out, but we can control our own behavior, as well as how we respond to negativity. And hopefully, if we can't cancel culture, we can at least impede it. So here are two things you can do to mitigate cancel culture, hurting other people's feelings, and also, by the way, harming their mental health. Number one is think twice before posting. Try not to post when you're feeling overly emotional. If someone says or does something that pushes your buttons, Don't rush to your keyboard. Don't be one of those. You know, instead take a few deep breaths, take a walk, or get a workout in and manage your emotions that way. Taking that crucial step of taking a step back keeps you from being reactive and instead gives you the grace to be proactive. Remember, the internet never forgets. And there are so many angry keyboard warriors out there just jonesing for a fight. Do you really want that to come up on your Google history? Number two, just spend less time online. It's totally okay to take a break from social media. In fact, unplugging every now and then can help improve your mental health since you're not exposed to everyone's drama. I only go online personally to, you know, schedule a post or answer inquiries. And I rarely keep on scrolling unless maybe there are dog videos involved. Then I'm on there for hours. So a week ago, I was just really confused that everyone was calling their significant other's friend and planning trips up to Baguio. I did not know that this was everyone's passive-aggressive way of canceling a local actor who allegedly left his girlfriend and kids and spent time with the actress he just wrapped up a movie with in Baguio. I was kind of like, ano meron sa Baguio ng September? I was like, may piesta ba? Like, what is happening? Why do people want to go to Baguio all of a sudden? You know, according to one study, cutting back on your social media really decreases loneliness and depression. This would really have been good advice for the actor and his spouse, maybe. The perfect example of the canceled and the canceller and how toxic a simple post can get when people start projecting their own issues onto another couple's relationship. Di naman kayo kasama dyan, kaya hayaan nyo na silang mag-ayos nyan in a way that is hopefully win-win for them. So this for me is a perfect example of being a bystander. And if this was you and you reshared their hurt on your wall, maybe next time before you hit the share button, you can ask yourself, am I giving this person the benefit of the doubt from their posts? Or do I just want to be judgy? Right? Am I more committed to exposing or canceling someone rather than kind of shedding a light on what they may be doing wrong? Do I expect the same grace for others that I give myself when I mess up? And last, is this any of my business? A lot of the times, especially with celebrities and high-profile individuals, we forget that they're also human. Diba? Mga tao din mga yan. Mas may platform lang talaga sila kesa sa atin. And being human means they're also imperfect, like us. They have their own traumas in life that they're trying their best to overcome. They have limiting beliefs that they're trying to unlearn. They have families and people they care for that they don't always see eye to eye with. Parang tayo lang din. Kaya kung hindi ka kasama sa issue, wag na makisaw-saw. Kung hindi niya makita yung post mo, just the fact that you went out of your way to post or share something hateful about someone you don't know is a reflection of your character, not theirs. This is also the reason why cancel culture is so prevalent in our society. People always have to have an opinion. Cancel culture has become this ugly, toxic mess, often that we confuse with being quote-unquote woke, right? a lot of businesses can get very paranoid about their reputation online, you know, and individuals risk losing employment when there is a post aimed at shaming them that goes viral. We're all learning, and some learning curves may just be a little steeper for others. So instead of maybe naming and shaming, maybe just give them a chance to grow and change and cheer for their success and peace of mind rather than bringing them down just so you feel justified for something that most of the time you were never a part of anyway. Let's save the cancel culture for the bigger issues, for the people that truly deserve it, for those that have done horrendous things that they really need to pay for. Let's start canceling our ideas of cancel culture. So that wraps it up for this episode. I hope that learning about how toxic cancel culture can be and putting yourselves in the shoes of the unfairly canceled will make you take pause next time you share a meme or an article that puts someone down. Remember to always ask yourself if you're giving the benefit of the doubt. Maybe question your agenda. Is this in order to bring awareness, or do you want to just expose them for the wrong decision they made? And really, is it any of your business to begin with? And lastly, let's please do our part to cancel culture. Just stop sharing posts that bring no value to your feed. And instead, maybe post or share the good parts of our culture. Like, remember that Grab driver who had that sign on the back of his motorcycle that was telling other motorists to pass because he was delivering cake? I mean, that put a smile on my face. And I think that is definitely something I would want to see more of every time I open my Facebook app. So that's kind of it for me. If you'd like to keep up with me, check my upcoming workshops, or just want to keep in touch, you can like and follow my Facebook and Instagram at coachinghappiness.ph, or book a telecoaching session at www.coachinghappiness.ph. That's it for me. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.